This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Ooh-wee, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You guys know I love jingles. I love commercial jingles. I will in the shower. I don't really sing Christina Aguilera or Kelly Clarkson or Beyonce or Rihanna. I don't sing a lot of those songs because I don't know the words, but I know the words jingles. And you guys know my favorite jingle, right? It was back in the 1980s when Kentucky Fried Chicken came up with the roasted version, right? R-O-A-S-E-E-D. I know what it means to me. New from KFC. Ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. And so every time I sing Kentucky Fried Chicken, I crave it. And then I have got to get some fried chicken. And then I'll be, you know, ooh, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I'm sitting there in the car drinking about, you know, just singing about my Kentucky Fried Chicken. Kids are like so sick of me and whatever. Like, Mom, can we just go to a grocery store and, you know, cook dinner? Kentucky Fried Chicken isn't even healthy. I know, but I crave it sometimes. I just crave chicken. Especially if it's fried. I like Popeyes, but there's something about original recipe Kentucky Fried Chicken. Cane's, I don't like Cane's. I don't understand. I know everybody likes Cane's. I can't force myself to like it, and the sauce sucks. I don't understand. Everybody loves Cane's. My kids love it, and I'm like, I don't get it. What about Kentucky Fried Chicken? It's so yummy. No, they like the Cane's. Well, you know what? We all gotta like, stop eating chicken. We just all have to stop. Because there's a study saying if you eat fried chicken, even once a week, it could lead to early death. A new study links regular fried chicken consumption, one serving a week, to a 13% increased risk of premature death, especially among older women. So that would be me singing a jingle from the 80s. Researchers looked at nearly 107,000 postmenopausal women. Okay, I'm not postmenopausal yet. And they tracked their diets in the 1990s for a nationwide study that followed them until 2017. But in a fatal link, they said fried chicken may exist for other groups too. And we didn't have any reason why the effects may differ by age or by gender, but they do expect see an association among younger women and even younger men. And the big culprit is the fried chicken. Now, this is a study by Dr. Wei Bao, a University of Iowa epidemiologist. He co-authored it. And his study is one of the first to actually look at how fried food affects deaths over time. They say, for example, the study found that older women with weekly fried chicken habits had a 12% higher chance of dying from heart-related death. Makes sense. This stuff clogs the arteries. There's a lot of saturated fats. Insaturated. They said fish sandwich, bad too. Again, I'm not going to eat a fish sandwich. I don't like fish. And I sure the heck I'm not going to make a sandwich out of it. Those who ate fried fish weekly had a 7% higher risk of death overall and a 13% risk of heart-related deaths. Thing is we love fried foods. They say, let me get back to the article here, that a third of us eat some sort of fried food. A third of us especially eat fast food on a given day. This is according to CDC. So we like to inhale our buckets of fried chicken, french fries, crispy fish. So obviously the frying is an issue. Now some of you will say, well look, Okay? I'll peel the skin. Okay, that's fantastic. Not eating the skin is fantastic. But what is under the skin? All the oil. A lot of the fat. That makes it juicy. That's why we like fried chicken. It's not dried. My mom used to make chicken breasts. And I mean, I would rather eat a hockey puck. It was so dry and tasteless, almost broke my tooth on it. So if once in a while we did get Kentucky Fried Chicken or Church's, I didn't like Church's, that was too greasy. But if we did get Kentucky Fried Chicken, oh my gosh, it was moist. Especially the dark meat. I love thighs and chicken legs because they're like, you know, moist and, you know, dark meat is always, you know, but again, caloric. Now, you know, for those of you that do Weight Watchers, white meat chicken breast is 0 points. You can have as much of it throughout the day as you like. You can have as much white meat chicken breast as you eat vegetables under your Weight Watchers points. Yet, when it comes to dark meat, no. No, dark meat, I think, what, it's 9 points per ounce or serving or whatever. So, now, some of you will be like, okay, well, this is a no-brainer. Okay, fried chicken is not healthy. Yeah, but this is like the first study saying, look, even once a week is going to kill you. Now, in Spain, fried foods are made using olive oil. So, if you are going to fry, maybe olive oil. But I thought I heard that even olive oil can be dangerous at some level with the high heat. I need to double check what's going on with that. But I prefer using olive oil. Problem is it's expensive. That sucks, you know. My husband's like, go get some olive oil. It's like three times the cost of getting canola. And I don't like spending a lot of money. But again, we do need to eat healthier. So, you know, this is what I think we need to do. We need to talk ourselves out of these foods that are bad. The reason why we eat fried chicken is because we know it's bad for us. We're not eating a bucket of chicken and french fries because we think it's good for us. And we're not eating it because we don't know better. We know better. We know that french fries aren't really healthy. Potatoes are healthy. Potatoes that don't have anything on it could be pretty damn healthy. Got a lot of potassium in them, but you know, all fried up and French and full of sugar, or not sugar, you know, salt. No. Fat, that's a trick. I went to one sports pub to watch some football, and their fries were a little sweet. I think they even are starting to add a touch of sugar to the French fry. Yum! But it's not healthy, people. 1-877-DR-JOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So many of you guys have heard this headline that there is a trial underway because a drug company founder is accused of bribing doctors to prescribe the powerful painkillers. They say this trial of a drug company now is highlighting or putting the spotlight on the deadly opioid crisis. And we're going to talk about this. I have some opinions on drug companies and, you know, how much fault they should claim or how much fault lies on them. But this is coming out of Boston and KDRV, but they say the trial of a drug company founder accused of scheming to bribe doctors into prescribing a powerful painkiller, right, is currently underway, this trial. INSYS Therapeutics founder John Kapoor said he committed no crimes. And I'm sorry, the page keeps shifting. And he thinks he is going to be vindicated in the trial. Kapoor and other former INSIS employees are accused of conspiring to pay doctors bribes and kickbacks that were disguised as fees for speaking events. Now, prosecutors have touted the case against Kapoor and other INSIS executives, I forget how to pronounce this pharmaceutical company's name, as illustrative of their work to fight the drug epidemic. Kapoor's lawyers have blasted prosecutors for trying to tie the company to the drug abuse crisis. They note that the fentanyl spray makes up a small fraction of the prescription opioid market. Now, this is some real tricky stuff, okay? You are going to see in the year 2019 a slew of lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies. Why? Because they can. They can. A pharmaceutical company or a company is the low-lying fruit. And I'm not saying this to defend them, but let's actually break down what happens with these companies, okay? And I get that people think pharmaceutical companies are bad guys. And, you know, maybe they, you know, deserve a tiny bit of blame, but I would say a tiny bit of blame at the most. So let's break down. First of all, what are these speaker fees? What's going on with that? So I had spoken for a drug. Which drug did I speak for? It was, it wasn't Crestor. I loved Crestor. I could have spoken on that. It was Symbicort. Okay. So Symbicort is a asthma medication. We use it for people with reactive airway disease. It gives a little bit of steroid. And I believe now there's an indication for COPD. And so I was approached to see if they needed me to speak on the drug or if I would like to speak on the drug, because when you have a doctor talk about a product, maybe show some sort of an endorsement, etc., other doctors listen. Doctors are kind of jerks, okay? When it comes to a non-doctor teaching them something about medicine, they're kind of jerks in the audience, a lot of them. It's not very cool at all. Remember I told you one pharmaceutical rep was trying to get everybody's attention during the Exubera training conference, so they had to bring up about a lawsuit, and then everybody shut up to listen? So, just, I don't know what it is. Maybe because some doctors have a distrust of pharmaceutical reps. I had some pharmaceutical reps that were feeding me wrong information. Maybe that's a little part of it. Even though the majority of them are fantastic. But many doctors, if a pharmaceutical rep is talking to them, they may not take the information seriously. But you have somebody in their town who they really respect, who takes care of their patients and is talking about a drug and says they use it, we listen. I've been to a lot of these pharmaceutical dinners, not because somebody was bribing me to write a narcotic, but because a new drug would come out and I don't have time to learn about it. So what happens is you're busy during your day and you're seeing patients and you're in a hurry. And then a pharmaceutical rep comes to the back and they want to talk to you. Well, I couldn't stand stopping what I was doing to talk to a pharmaceutical rep. I'm busy. And they have a job to do because they need to introduce you to new drugs. And trust me, you as a patient, you want your doctor to learn about these newer drugs. I mean, aren't you guys glad that your doctor learned about Viagra? So when new drugs come on the market or come out, you do want your doctor learning about them. I mean, you know, most board certifications don't talk about a lot of these new pharmaceuticals. So a pharmaceutical rep comes in, and I'm busy. And I know the patients could hear me because I'm loud. And I'm sitting there talking to somebody about a new drug while they're waiting, and they've been waiting for me. And so I started to have a rule, no drug reps, no pharmaceutical reps. And I hated doing that to them, because it's not their fault, and they were really upset because I was, you know, I had a busy office, I didn't have time to talk to them. However, when I'm done with my day, all right, and I'm not busy running around, I could then digest some of the information. So I would go to one of these dinners every now and then. And then I would sit there and go, oh, so that's what Zetia does. Oh, that's Zetia. That's kind of interesting. So it works different than a statin. And that's when I would learn about these medications. So these dinners that they take doctors to that everybody is yelling and screaming about, I haven't gone to one in years. They really let us, they get a captive audience and they could actually teach us. And again, who would teach us? Well, doctors who I would be referring to, who would take care of my patients. And I would be like, so really, you do like using that? And they're like, yeah. Now, the doctor up front to take time away from his night and family time to give a talk does deserve to be compensated. So when I had to talk and teach people about the inhaler, and I had to learn the data, learn the slides, study it, make sure I understood the ins and outs of the drug, I do deserve to be paid for that. I deserve to be paid for my time, for my research, and for my endorsement. Other people get endorsed. So a doctor can't earn a few hundred dollars? That's ridiculous. Now, did that make me write the drug more? No, because I only agreed to speak about it if I did like the drug. It's Crestor. I have no problem speaking. If anybody asked me to speak on the drug Crestor, I really like Crestor. But there was one drug I just didn't want to speak on because I just didn't. It wasn't anything I could prescribe. And I'm not going to stand up there and lie and say I prescribed the drug that I didn't like. And so the average doctor will do that because you have a prescribing history. Nobody's going to say, oh, yeah, I love the drug, and then not give it to their patients. And because we doctors don't want to get sued and don't want to lose our license, we're not going to endorse a product or write a product for our patients that we don't believe in. So now let's fast forward into now these opioid companies. So now these opioid companies, they have new medicines on the market, and they need people to discuss it. So they have to find a doctor, and what they do is they don't go, oh, hi, you know, will you speak on this, and we'll make you like the drug. No. They'll go, you know, Dr. Wax or Dr. Smith, do you prescribe this drug, and what do you think of it? Oh, I love it. It actually works. I actually like it. And pharmaceutical reps rarely get a lot of positive feedback because doctors are in a hurry. But they go, actually, I do like it. Make sure I have more coupons for my patient. We're like, well, would you be willing to teach other doctors about it? It's a great marketing tool. And so doctor's like, well, yeah. Are there speaker fees? Yes, there are. Now, I don't know what's going on with this trial. Were some of these doctors that in this trial never giving speeches? So a speaker fee was sent to them when they never gave a talk? If that's the case, that's some serious stuff. But if a doctor did give a talk, he's allowed to be paid that. Now, how much do some doctors make? Well, some doctors may make $500 that night. Some doctors may make $1,500 that night. You know, because you're there for a couple hours. Lawyers make $1,000 an hour. A doctor can't make $500 an hour. So you're there for a 3-4 hour event. You should be able to make $1,500, $2,000. It's a lot of money. I know. But you can't call that a bribe. So do we go after pharmaceutical companies for our opioid crisis? Well, ask anybody in severe pain. They pray to God that these pharmaceutical companies still exist out there because that's who's making these drugs. Did they try to oversell their products? They could have. You know, did OxyContin really, you know, try to push and try to minimize certain addictive potentials? They could have. We don't know. So there is that potential. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this lawsuit or with this trial. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Roger Stone, the longtime political advisor to President Trump, has been indicted on charges of obstruction, making false statements, and witness tampering as part of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's wide-ranging Russia collusion probe. Stone made his initial court appearance in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. After that appearance, he addressed the situation.
I will plead not guilty to these charges. I will defeat them in court. I believe this is a politically motivated investigation. I am troubled by the political motivations of the prosecutors.
Air traffic control staffing issues from the partial government shutdown are leading to significant delays at airports in New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. Reports are there's been a sick out, which is causing a ripple effect along the eastern seaboard. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. So they say a gum infection could be linked to Alzheimer's. You guys got to brush your teeth and floss. Although the unwaxed floss, remember last week, they said the waxed floss may have chemicals on it. Let's go back to this gum infection here. Being reported by Fox 43, a gum infection was found to be a potential risk factor for Alzheimer's disease in a study published Wednesday in the Journal of Science Advances. And the bacteria Porphyromonas gingivalis. Porphyromonas. Maybe I'll name my next kid that. Porphyromonas gingivalis. Known as PG, led to the gum infection, chronic periodontitis. So periodontitis is gum inflammation. And chronic inflammation of the gums, periodontal disease, could cause you to lose your teeth. The same bacteria, though, get this, was found in 51 out of 53 brain autopsies in Alzheimer's disease patients. Now, this is according to new research by Dr. Stephen Dominey and Casey Lynch, founders of the pharmaceutical firm Cortexim. See, pharmaceutical companies, they're involved in some research. The pharmaceutical company is focusing on developing therapeutics to alter the course of Alzheimer's disease. Now, following on from their findings, the team also tested blocking the bacteria in mice by injecting small molecules targeting PG to inhibit the bacteria. And guess what? They found less neurodegeneration in the brain. So this showed a potential new way to tackle Alzheimer's disease. So Dr. Lynch said that her team's publication sheds light on an unexpected driver of Alzheimer's pathology, the bacterium commonly associated with chronic gum disease, and could be promising. Now, we've had these links between periodontal disease and Alzheimer's and heart disease. And, you know, this new research just kind of reinforces that there is really something to our mouths and oral infections and what happens to our longevity. Now, James Pickett, head of research at the UK Alzheimer's Society, says in research we've supported to uncover the key risk factors of Alzheimer's disease, gum disease has not emerged as a major cause of concern. He's not involved in the research, but he says the laboratory work does suggest that this infection could cause damage to cells of the brain, but there isn't yet clear evidence that it could cause damage or result in Alzheimer's. So the problem we have is Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia, and we still don't know why some people get it. We think we can figure out the patient type, but Alzheimer's isn't necessarily multi-infarct dementia. So having lack of blood flow or cholesterol or sugar issues or blood pressure issues, those may cause less blood flow to hit parts of the brain. But with Alzheimer's, it's a protein deposition. So you could be having other, you know, comorbidities that could put you at risk for that. But there are some people that we just don't know why they got Alzheimer's. And we don't know how to cure it. They say 5 million Americans back in 2014 were clocked in as having Alzheimer's disease. In UK, they have about 850,000 people with it. So we obviously need more research. And so the study found that this bacteria makes these toxic enzymes called guinepeins. And these guinepeins were found in the brains of Alzheimer's disease patients. And it kind of correlated with levels of the tau protein. You got tau protein, you got amyloid beta. And they found that mice infected with PG, when they gave it to them orally, right, to kind of mimic the mouth, also had an increase in amyloid beta. So the study notes that the bacteria also exists in low levels in 25% of healthy people that don't have oral disease. So some of you guys are listening to this going, okay, so Dr. Dahlia, just give us the nitty-gritty. Do we brush our teeth more? If we brush our teeth more, does that help us? I don't know, and I tell you why. On one end, you do need to brush your teeth at least twice a day. After meals, you should floss, get food out of there, don't let bacteria sit there and grow. But on the other end, we may need our mouth bacteria or a certain amount. I mean, look at all these studies on gut microbiome and how the gut in our bacteria help us live longer, help, you know, connect with the brain, talk to the brain, may help us with our metabolism. And I'd like to see a study of people who mouthwash all the time or are really, really diligent with their teeth. Do they seem to be more heavy or more skinny? Do they seem to get diabetes or not get diabetes? I don't know how many studies are out there with real avid mouth cleaners. I'm not very big on mouth cleaning. I brush my teeth when I have to. I'll chew some gum if I have bad breath, maybe after a tuna fish sandwich. And that's about it. You know, but when you sleep at night, you know, you know how you have to swallow your saliva? You know, people wonder, what's the evolutionary advantage? Because, you know, your body, everything your body does, there's a reason for it. There's a reason why you poop. There's a reason why your ear has wax, right, to protect the dryness of the canal because it's open to the air. There's a reason why your nose has boogers and hair to prevent disease from coming in there. Your nose makes mucus and boogers. It can stick on the hair. Less bacteria can then get into your respiratory tree. But it still allows air to get in. So it's like a filter. Vaginal discharge, there's, you know, again, it helps keep bacteria from going in and infecting the baby. So there's always a reason for everything. So why do we consistently make saliva and then swallow it in our sleep, or it goes down our lungs and makes us cough or whatever? Well, maybe it's because we have bacteria on our mouth, and the saliva is one either supposed to clean our mouth or bring that bacteria down into our gut, or just to keep your mouth moist. I don't know. And there's a whole variety of theories. So, you know, we brush our teeth before we go to bed, which I think we should do. But we still wake up, you know, feeling like a film on our teeth. And these bacteria work pretty quickly. They also make acid. When bacteria grow and multiply, they make acid. So you know you have bacteria on your teeth. They love sugar, which is why we avoid sugar, because they could rot the teeth. And we know sugar is bad. But maybe there's a certain amount of bacteria in the mouth that is good. So you need to brush your teeth, but you don't want to be overly cleaning. So the truth of the matter is we need to figure this stuff out. And it's taking forever. And again, we have a pharmaceutical company here doing some research. Most people don't then believe the study. They're like, ah, it's a pharmaceutical company. They're just trying to make money. Well, they're not going to make a product where the studies don't say, you know, say it doesn't work. You know, the one thing about these pharmaceutical companies is if the study shows it's a dud, for example, injectable HDL. I think they even tried a pill. I think there was a study. A pharmaceutical company was making good cholesterol that you could inject into the human. And I don't think the study had good results. I don't think it showed that it worked or lasted long or whatever. And so the pharmaceutical company then stopped the research. And then they stopped the production and the development of the drug. If you don't have data to prove it, and you aren't going to have people claim it works, it's too risky to spend the millions upon millions of dollars to produce the drug. Now, can some pharmaceutical companies fudge some of the results going, you see, it does work? Yeah, but they could maybe highlight certain things, but if they have a product that is no better than placebo, it's really not worth their time or money to continue to make that drug. So we don't have to throw out a study just because a pharmaceutical company is behind it. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
She's alive. She's alive. She's alive.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we have a national survey that told us already the obvious. Juuling skyrocketed among students. They don't even call it vaping anymore. They call it juuling because these kids use Juuls. The Juuls. Little vaping cartridges that look like thumb drives. And they say teenagers are taking up vaping, nicotine, and marijuana at an unprecedented clip, even as Generation Z, which is the new generation, continues to move away from drugs and tobacco use generally. They say more than one in three high school seniors reported having tried an electronic nicotine vaporizer, such as a Juul. And more than one in five has vaped nicotine in the last month, according to a 2018 Monitoring the Future survey. They say the nationally representative survey program has tracked drug and alcohol use nationally among 12th graders for more than four decades and among 8th and 10th graders for nearly three decades. But vaping has only been part of the survey since 2015. So, you know, we don't really have data from the 1970s on this stuff, right? And they say the percentage of students who reported vaping nicotine in the last 30 days doubled or nearly doubled in 10th and 12th graders. Largest single-year jumps ever. Vaping single-handedly caused a big increase in 12th graders, up to 28.5% this year from 24% last year. High schoolers using cigarettes and cigars, tobacco, hookahs, those have fallen. And Juuls are yummy, flavored smell, easy to hide, don't emit much of a vapor. People could be looking like they're sucking on their thumb drive. Teachers don't see it. Richard Mike, principal investigator of the study for the University of Michigan's Institute for Social Research, said vaping is reversing hand-fought declines in the number of adolescents who use nicotine, and the policies and procedures in place are not working. Duh. The vaping industry is quickly evolving. New additional vaping-specific strategies may be needed. And remember, the FDA is trying to tighten age verifications for buying cigarettes and vaping devices, trying to restrict the sale of flavored nicotine liquids, trying to remove them from convenience stores. They're trying to change the marketing campaign to young kids. Maybe that'll help. I mean, it's something. But, you know, these Juul cartridges, one cartridge has as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. They're USB-sized vaping products. And they have that much nicotine. They could come in caramel, mango, strawberry flavor, Jolly Rancher flavor. There is no competition to these things. One cartridge that somebody could inhale in a class, as much nicotine as a pack of cigarettes. And this is what ticked me off. I mean, I didn't smoke when I grew up in school because I didn't want to be, you know, one of the bad girls. I wanted to be a good girl. And smoking tasted like crap. So, I had no problem not smoking. But I got to tell you, if I was in high school and somebody said, ooh, taste this. It tastes sweet. And it'll wake you up. And it's legal. I would have probably done it. So there's a huge population of people who would have never touched a cigarette that is now taking in a pack worth of nicotine a day. And that's addictive. That's a problem. The survey found that among grades 8, 10, and 12 combined, students increasingly vape nicotine-free flavored liquid, suggesting that they either don't know what's in a vaping device or they, you know, just, they don't care. They need it. So the concealability, the coolness, the sleekness, and, you know, it's not even about looking cool. It is a great way for you to get a hit and you'd be away. I mean, I would fall asleep in class a lot when I was growing up. I think when you're a high school student, you stay up late to study. I would stay up late to study. Plus, you're kind of more of a night owl. Teenagers are like that because that's when, in the animal kingdom, you're supposed to be finding a mate. So, you know, trying to go to bed at 8, 9 o'clock just doesn't work for the average teenager. So you fall asleep at 2 in the morning, and then you have to wake up at 5 to curl your hair or crimp your hair or whatever I did in the 1980s, okay, to get ready for school, catch the bus, whatever I had to do. And so after lunch, or before, I would need a nap. I was dead tired, so I would pretend to have period cramps so I could go to the nurse and I could sleep for an hour. Well, you know, students, you know, may not have that option, and now they could take a hit on this and be more awake because of the nicotine. 80% of 12th graders, 80% and 46% of 8th graders reported they could easily get vaping devices if they wanted to. There is no real social stigma. Now, is it a gateway to other drugs? Absolutely. They say people who vape could very easily smoke cigarettes, start using pot, use hallucinogens, LSD. Apparently acid is back in school. People drop in acid. It's some serious stuff. So I would recommend watch what your kids are doing. Look at their thumb drives and make sure it's not a jewel. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI, measles. Apparently doctors are worried that this measles outbreak is going to spread. Apparently in Washington, they're finding at least, they have at least 25 confirmed cases and 12 new suspected cases. But of these cases, 21 of them did not get the MMR vaccine. The others are unverified, but we're not really getting reports on how many of these measles cases. We're starting to see measles pop up throughout the country. We're not really getting a lot of big data on how many of them were vaccinated. And the Washington State Department says that their Clark County, I have a Clark County in Nevada, but in Washington they have one too. They say Clark County has the sixth lowest immunization rate in the state. And the CDC thinks about 90% of people are vaccinated. So, yeah, under-vaccinated, not vaccinated is a problem. But I would like somebody to answer the question for me, why vaccinated people are still getting measles. I mean, this happened with the Disneyland outbreak, or the what happened in Anaheim a few years back where we had all these measles cases. Many of the people that got it were vaccinated. So why? Is it a new strain? Do we need a more of a booster? Now, one gentleman, they say he got his from Vancouver. He recently traveled to Vancouver, Washington. There's a measles outbreak. No, I thought it was Vancouver, Canada. Why did it say Washington there? That's a typo. So, there's measles that are kind of popping up, these little tiny things throughout. We'll keep an eye on it. Alabama schools had to close because of a high number of cases of the flu. North Alabama school system closed a number of schools today, and they will close on Monday in response to the number of sick students. Albertville officials said 13% of the district's 5,700 students were absent Thursday. So what are they going to do on student-free days? They're going to clean the classrooms, parts of the building. If people are going to school and getting the flu, it's on them to make sure they don't. Now, other school systems are also urging parents to keep kids at home. Schools across Madison County are seeing increased flu activity. It's really, really heavy in the South. Symptoms are fever, headache, body ache, stomach upset. And again, we don't know how many people have been getting the flu shot. We're not really getting a lot of numbers clocked in for that. And flu levels across the country are elevated. I think it's widespread now in 30 states. So flu season peaks between December and February, so we're in the thick of it now. And, it's still time to get a flu vaccine. It'll still give you protection. It's going to probably kick in within the next week or two if you get it today. So go ahead, get your flu vaccine if you live in an area, but flu is nothing to mess with. Stay away from people who are sick, right? Disinfect objects and surfaces. And, if schools have to close, they should have a really good online sort of program so these kids can stay home and, work from there. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264.
Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.